All right, so let's dive into something that I'm sure you've been thinking about.
Okay.
How tech is changing the future of work.
Yeah.
We've got some interesting sources here.
Right.
And honestly, they paint a bit of a mixed picture.
Interesting.
On one hand, we have an article hinting at a government project called DOGE.
Yeah.
The name's a bit out there.
Okay.
That's looking to bring serious automation into the federal workforce.
Wow.
Then we've got information from this app,
mm-hmm.
SenseiWise.
Okay.
That promises to help you, the listener, ride this tech wave all the way to a luxurious lifestyle.
So it is a fascinating contrast, isn't it?
Yeah.
DOGE seems to be all about machines taking over.
Right.
While SenseiWise wants to give people the skills to thrive in a tech-driven world.
Right.
So the big question we're exploring today is,
yeah,
can these two seemingly opposite forces actually coexist?
Okay.
Can people leverage technology for personal success while also dealing with the potential disruptions of automation?
I'm already a little hooked. The article actually quotes an investor who says,
okay,
chaos is often the birthplace of new orders,
mm-hmm.
new systems, and new paradigms.
Right.
It feels pretty relevant here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think what he's getting at is that AI and automation
mm-hmm.
are definitely shaking things up.
Yeah.
Even something as seemingly set in its ways as government bureaucracy
wow.
is feeling the tremors of this change.
And it sounds like DOGE is really diving headfirst into this.
Really?
They're talking about actually replacing human workers with machines?
Oh, wow.
They even mentioned the staffers are telling managers they plan to automate a majority of jobs at the General Services Administration.
Wow, so that's just one agency if this is the future of government work.
Okay.
Imagine the ripple effect across other industries.
Yeah.
Think about the potential increase in efficiency and cost savings.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even less bureaucratic red tape.
And it's a big but.
Yeah.
What happens to the people who are currently doing those jobs? What happens when a machine can do their work faster and for less money?
It's a critical question and one we can't ignore.
Right.
The potential for job displacement is a very real concern when we talk about automation.
Yeah.
And it's not just about numbers.
Mm.
It's about people's lives and livelihoods.
Okay, so let's switch gears for a bit and talk about SenseiWise.
Okay.
It seems to be all about personal transformation,
mm-hmm.
achieving a luxurious lifestyle.
Right.
But through tech skills.
Okay.
What exactly are they offering?
They're going beyond just teaching technical skills.
Okay.
They're talking about a holistic approach, combining tech training with personal development.
Okay.
To help you create a life you truly want.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about material wealth.
Right.
It's about freedom.
Yeah.
Flexibility, pursuing passions, and achieving goals.
Right.
They're essentially equipping you with the tools to navigate a constantly evolving job market.
They've got features like a vision board,
mm-hmm.
coding games,
yeah.
personality tests.
Right.
It seems like a one-stop shop for becoming both tech savvy and, well, a better version of yourself.
And they're not just throwing these features out there.
Yeah.
Take Jaw, for example.
Yeah.
A real person who used SenseiWise.
Okay.
And managed to jump from a $50,000 salary to $130,000 in a cybersecurity role.
That's a pretty significant leap.
Yeah, it is.
That is impressive. But how did SenseiWise actually contribute to that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious about the specifics.
Okay.
Did he learn some super secret coding hack through their games?
Right.
Or was it more about the vision board helping him set goals?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Looking deeper at Jaw's story on the SenseiWise website,
okay.
it seems like the app helped him identify his strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
He mentioned struggling with imposter syndrome in the past,
mm-hmm.
but the personality tests and self-reflection exercises helped
yeah.
him build confidence and articulate his value during job interviews.
So it wasn't just about hard skills, it was about soft skills, mindset, and really understanding his own potential.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
And it's a crucial point to highlight, especially when we consider the potential disruptions caused by initiatives like DOGE.
Right.
In a world where automation is changing the landscape of work,
yeah.
these skills, adaptability, self-awareness, and continuous learning
mm-hmm.
become even more crucial.
Yeah.
They do.
Absolutely. So we're seeing these two sides of the same coin here. DOGE automating systems and SenseiWise empowering individuals.
Yeah.
It feels like they're both ultimately about adapting and thriving in a world where technology's role is just getting bigger.
That's a sharp observation. And what's fascinating is that both seem driven by efficiency.
Okay.
DOGE wants to make government more efficient by replacing human workers with machines, while SenseiWise aims to help individuals become more efficient learners and workers better equipped to compete in an increasingly automated landscape.
Okay, so then this brings up a pretty big question. If we can automate so many tasks, what does that mean for the future of work itself?
Right.
What will define a successful worker in this new reality?
It's a question that everyone from economists to educators to futurists is grappling with.
Yeah.
And there's no easy answer.
Right.
But I think it's safe to say that the future of work will demand a blend of technical skills, adaptability, and a commitment to lifelong learning.
Because let's be real, the robots aren't going away. If anything, they're getting more sophisticated and capable every day.
Absolutely. And while some see that as a threat, others see it as an opportunity.
Right.
A chance to free ourselves from mundane tasks.
Yeah.
And focus on more creative, strategic, and fulfilling work.
But that requires a shift in mindset.
Right.
Right. We have to be willing to let go of the old ways of working and embrace new possibilities.
Absolutely.
It can't just be about learning to code.
Yeah.
It's got to be about developing a growth mindset.
Right.
Being curious,
yeah,
and having the confidence to navigate a world that's in constant flux.
Exactly. And that's where something like SenseiWise could be really valuable.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that technology, while powerful,
mm-hmm.
is ultimately a tool.
Right.
It's how we use it that determines its impact.
I see what you mean. It's
yeah.
like they're saying, hey, the robots might be coming for some jobs.
Yeah.
But we can use technology to become even more human.
I like that, to become even more human.
Yeah.
It highlights a crucial point.
Okay.
In the face of all this disruption, our humanity is our greatest asset.
Right.
It's our creativity, our empathy, our ability to connect with others that sets us apart.
We talked earlier about the potential downsides of DOGE.
Yes.
Job displacement and all that.
Right.
But are there any ethical concerns about giving so much power to AI,
mm-hmm.
even in something like government bureaucracy?
Sure.
I mean, how do we ensure fairness and prevent bias mm. in these automated systems?
Those are valid concerns, and they're being debated extensively.
Right.
The challenge is that AI systems are often trained on existing data,
right.
which can reflect existing biases in society.
Yeah.
So it's crucial to be aware of these limitations
right.
and work towards developing AI systems that are fair, transparent, and accountable.
So it's not just about the technology itself, but about how we design it, implement it, and govern it.
Absolutely.
And that requires careful consideration of the potential social and ethical implications.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to the importance of human oversight and decision making.
Okay.
Even in a highly automated world, we need to retain control over the systems we create and ensure they align with our values.
So as we wrap up this part of our dive,
mm-hmm.
what's the most important takeaway for you? What really stands out from these two contrasting perspectives on the future of work?
For me, it's the sense of urgency.
Oh.
Whether it's the government pushing for automation with DOGE or individuals using tools like SenseiWise to stay ahead of the curve,
mm-hmm.
there's a clear understanding that things are changing rapidly.
Yeah.
And we can't afford to be passive. We have a responsibility to ourselves and future generations
right.
to ensure that technology serves humanity and not the other way around.
It really feels like we're at a crossroads here.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
We have initiative like DOGE pushing for large-scale automation.
Right.
While at the same time, you have individuals using tools like SenseiWise to level up their skills and careers.
Yeah.
So as we navigate this uncharted territory,
mm-hmm.
what key takeaways should we keep in mind?
I think the biggest one is the importance of being proactive.
Okay.
Whether you're a policymaker, a business leader, or just someone trying to navigate their own career.
Right.
You can't just sit back and wait for the future to happen.
Yeah.
We need to be asking ourselves tough questions,
yeah.
anticipating challenges, and coming up with solutions.
And those solutions probably look different for everyone, right?
Yeah, they do.
Some people might find their niche in highly specialized fields.
Right.
While others might thrive in roles that require more adaptability, creativity, and people skills.
You're absolutely right. There isn't a one-size-fits-all answer.
Yeah.
The key is being aware of the trends,
mm-hmm.
understanding how technology might impact your field,
right.
and always being open to learning and upskilling.
It's almost like we need to develop this future-proof mindset.
Yes.
One that welcomes change, embraces challenges,
mm-hmm.
and sees opportunity and disruption.
I love that.
Yeah.
A future-proof mindset. That's a fantastic way to put it.
Thanks.
As you continue to explore this idea of the future of work and how technology is shaping it,
right.
I encourage you to cultivate that mindset.
Okay.
Be curious, be adaptable, and be bold in embracing the possibilities that lie ahead.
And remember, while the robots might be coming for some jobs,
yeah,
they're also creating new opportunities.
They are.
The key is to be prepared, be skilled, and be ready for whatever the future holds.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.